Hey, have you ever felt overwhelmed during a major change in your life? Even minor changes can make us anxious about the path forward. But what if you could say a prayer that helps you navigate any change, big or small? Well, today we're going to dive into a scripture-based prayer that will help you pray for clarity during seasons of transition and uncertainty. It's a prayer that you can turn to in the Bible and literally pray straight from the page. I'm also going to point out a secret to lowering anxiety levels while navigating any change. It's a secret connected to being able to believe and speak this declaration: God will show me the way I should go. If you're being rocked by change, if finding your way has become a challenge, if you're anxious about what lies ahead, then stick around. I've got a prayer for you. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm honored that you've chosen to spend the next few minutes with me. Now, as always, I'm here with an affirmation from the Bible that will empower your tongue with truth. The scripture-based prayer that I have for you today is found in Psalm 143, verses 7 and 8, which I'll read for you right now from the New King James Version. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. If you're new to Believe and Speak, then you need to know that I am here every Wednesday to help you focus on the truth found in the Bible instead of focusing on the lies so prevalent in our world today. Since the tongue has the power of life and death, I want us speaking life, not death. And since we tend to speak what we believe, I want us to believe and speak Bible truth. Now, I'm going to go a little bit outside the lines today. Rather than pulling our declaration directly from the scripture that I just read for you, which again was Psalm 143, 7 and 8, I'm basing our declaration on the understanding that God will show me the way I should go. We wouldn't pray that prayer if we didn't already believe and know that. So today's scripture, again, is a prayer, and I want us declaring the truth suggested by the faith that it takes to pray that prayer, namely, that God will show me the way I should go. Will you say that with me? God will show me the way I should go. Now, if you have been with me for even a little while, then you've heard and hopefully declared, repeated with me, more than one declaration that I have drawn from scripture that does indeed prove that God will direct our paths. That's right out of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I've also done messages that God will absolutely lead us and guide us. And recently I did one that was, no matter which direction we take, God has promised to say, this is the way, walk in it. That's a wonderful promise from Isaiah 30, 21. So today I am taking into account the whole counsel of God's word as we affirm with our mouths that God will not leave us in the dark when we're experiencing the uncertainty of change. So whether you're starting a new job, moving to a different city, navigating an evolving relationship, or any kind of change, you might feel like you're standing at diverging crossroads with no idea which path to take. It is normal to feel overwhelmed or even scared. You may worry about making the wrong choice or feel anxious about the future. But I tell you what, my friend, you are not alone. And I have been there, I've done that. And because of that, I have got the perfect prayer for you to pray. In order for you to find this scripture-based prayer After this message ends today, I hope you'll write down the book. Of course, it's in the good book, but the book is the book of Psalms. The chapter is 143, and the verses, there are two of them, verses 7 and 8. So this quick prayer for clarity during life's transitions is found in Psalm 143, 7 and 8. Take a screenshot if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening to my podcast, please visit my website. I will be sure and provide a link. I want you to have access to this prayer so that you can pray it every time you want to just shoot up a quick prayer for clarity. All you have to do is open the Bible and pray word for word what it says in Psalm 143, 7 and 8. And don't worry about the translation. I know we all have different translations of the Bible, and I even read each week from different translations. And I chose the New King James this week because I love how it says, cause me to hear and cause me to know. Wording the prayer this way demonstrates that I know that God knows what I don't know. And not only that, I know that He can cause me to hear His still small voice and know His plan for me during my season of change. Now, you might prefer praying this quick prayer. Again, it's a prayer for clarity, a Bible-based prayer for clarity from, say, the New Living Translation. It goes like this. Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me, or I will die. Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. Praying these exact words is especially helpful when questions swirl in your mind and make you uneasy about the unknown. I tell you what, anxiety does not help with decision making. In fact, anxious feelings can cloud our judgment and make it hard to see the next step we're supposed to take. Do you want to know a secret to lowering anxiety levels while navigating any change? Well, before I share that secret with you, I want to be sure and invite you to click or tap like if you're enjoying this message. It really helps me out. It's an encouragement to me. And also, please subscribe if you haven't already and click the bell for notifications. Thank you so much for your support. Earlier, I mentioned that this secret to lowering anxiety levels when we're going through a season of change, that secret is connected to being able to believe and speak this declaration, God will show me the way I should go. Now, when I believe and speak that simple declaration, because remember, our words have power. When we speak out things that are true, we can change our mindset. We can intentionally say, I choose to believe that God will show me the way I should go. And I know that it's true because the Bible promises me that, right? So when I believe and speak that, when it's in me and coming out of me, and then I pray in faith, especially when I pray word for word from the Bible, the word of truth, when I pray that, my path through any transition in life, I'm telling you what, it may or may not suddenly become clear. I may finish this prayer and still not know what to do. But I tell you what, the peace of God, the presence of God settles over me. That's what happens when I connect with God through prayer. And that peace makes the fog lift. That peace makes the anxiety lose its grip on me because I know that God will cause me to hear and cause me to know exactly what I need for my next step. So the secret to lowering that anxiety when navigating change is trust God knows the way when we don't. My friend, trust God knows the way even when we don't. If you don't trust Him to answer the scripture-based prayer I gave you from, again, Psalm 143, 7 and 8, I want you to remember that, then you surely won't take the time to pray it in faith, right? I wrote in my blog a while back about a super challenging time when my husband and I sold our home, moved out, but then the sale fell through and we had no idea what to do. I'll share a link to that amazing story in the description if you want to read that story. Again, it's in my blog. But you can be sure that I prayed and prayed a lot for God to show me the way. Show me the way I should go. I felt anxious and I was certainly unsure of what my next step would be, but I made an intentional decision to trust God knows the way when we don't. With a heart full of faith and no clue what to do, I prayed for guidance. The anxiety dissipated, the fog lifted, and I began to see the situation more clearly. Prayer has a way of calming the mind and opening up the heart to what God is saying to us, allowing us to hear that still small voice of God. And I tell you what, fear and doubt do their best to keep us from hearing that still small voice. So we need to quiet ourselves. Take a deep breath, declare, God, I know that you will show me the way that I should go. And then pray. And let's do that right now. Oh Lord God, I pray that you would cause us to hear your voice. Lord, that you would cause us to know your plan for our lives. God, we know that you know everything. And we also know that you have plans that are good. And so Father, we just pray that we could just take a deep breath in this season of change and uncertainty and turn to you. Lord, you have promised that when we pray according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked of you. That is truth from the Word of God. And we know that when we ask for peace, that's your will. Because Jesus said, I came to give you peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And he said, my peace be with you. And so, Father, we ask for that peace in this season of change right now to just settle upon our hearts and minds as we focus on you. And then, Lord God, I pray that you would help us to very carefully consider what lies ahead. It's not in our control. But you're already in our future. You're already there. And certainly you can guide us. Scriptures say that you hem us in behind and before. You are all around us. And so, Father, I pray that you would lead us to this next phase through this current transition, knowing, Lord God, that we are not alone. You are with us every step of the way because you have promised that you will never leave us or forsake us. And so God, we pray for peace, we pray for lower anxiety, and we pray, Father, that you would help us to hear and know what to do next. Just one step, one day at a time, Lord, just as you promised. And we pray this in faith, believing that you are faithful to answer everything you've promised in Scripture. And that's how we're praying. So do it for us now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me for Believe and Speak today. And as we wrap up, I want to remind you of the importance of seeking clarity through prayer. Go to God. Remember, He knows what we don't know, and He will make it known to you. I also want you to keep in mind that you are not alone in your transitions, and I would love to hear your experiences regarding a big change that you went through. I mean, I wrote a whole blog about moving out of our home and then moving back in. So I hope that you'll share with me in the comments some of the things that you're going through. And also, if you found this video helpful, would you check out some of the other videos? I talked about, I think, three specific ones today, and I'll share those links as well for you. Again, they'll help you find peace and receive that guidance that you need during challenging times. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more content just like this. Thank you again so much for watching. Remember to turn to Psalm 143, 7 and 8 when you need the words to pray for clarity, clarity in a season of change. Maybe you have a friend you've been thinking about who you could actually pray for right now. Use this scripture-based prayer to pray for your friend out loud, because remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.